Welcome to Primary Attribute, where a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Cool Vons in this series.
We all use the he, him pronouns. Our Vons is our furry little fox folk alchemist. Well, they're furry little fox folk. One's an alchemist, the other's a ninja these days, and we're all... God, it's humid. It's so humid in here right now. It's humid.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. It's not humid here, but it is humid in the place that we're fighting. And so also Jesse is currently underwater, so that's the most humid that it could be.
I'm Kelly. I play LT Taylor, the halfling wizard, and we're currently welded with Sidroa, the goo monster, so our portmanteau is Weldroa. We answer to any pronouns you throw at us currently, and yes, we're finding it very humid, and both here and there.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusion slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold pilot. We all use he, him pronouns, and I don't know about humid, we're just wet.
Can we call this episode The Moisture Persists?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
The Moisture Persists. Precipitate? I don't know. No. Yours is better.
And if you have opinions on this title that are positive, or for any other reason, you want to go review us, you should do so on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Sure would, yes. We're, as previously stated, having a fight in a watery environment. We're in a giant cylinder that has one of those crystals, big crystals in it. The water has a bunch of water elementals in it that we're fighting. Grix figured out how to drain the water, and so in between fighting the water elementals, Grix and Wealthy have been working on getting panels fixed so that other people can hit switches to make the water drain. First Cool Vons hit the first switch, and then Steamboat Willie went down to the second switch to hold it in place whenever the panel was fixed. And currently Cool Vons is planning to dive down to the third switch. Grix fixed the panel for the second switch and it activated, and so the water has drained two more levels. Also currently Jesse is fighting the biggest of the water elementals, the one who was creating a whirlpool effect in the cylinder, and the whirlpool effect has now stopped. I think that's it.
Does that mean that the angle of the water is now flat?
No,
the angle of the water is currently still at an angle. It's just at an angle further down than it was before.
Okay.
There's a map in chat.
Oh, I know.
The audience.
It's just a weird feature of this water. It's fun.
Sure. No,
it's like when you rotate a glass real fast.
Yeah.
And like you can get it to like swirl up on the side. If you do that,
swirl on one side more than the other because nobody swirls perfectly evenly.
Well, yeah, but if you like play it up and like do it in like a slanted oval pattern, you could, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really, really pronounce the slant.
Yeah.
Can really pronounce the slant.
This water's got legs.
Pronounce it slant. Slant. Slant.
All
yep,
right.
That's the same. Yep, that's the joke. That's the joke we made. Great job, everyone.
We did it. Go team. All righty.
I guess I helped.
Aw, oh, babe, you definitely helped. You're the one that made me think of it.
So Ian.
So you're all trying to coax liquid out of this giant thick shaft that you are in.
I had a more elegant version of that joke
at some point, but here
we are. Yay! Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So
Ian, I love you.
Happy I can make you happy. All right. So, this whole space, 80 feet across, 200 feet tall. Don't worry. The magic core that has a bunch of power running through it, magic power, you see, is only a mere 180 feet tall. So, you know, it's not that big. It's 20 feet across, coming out from the outside. There's 10 feet of catwalk coming out from the edge all the way around. And, dear listener, welcome to Reorientation. There are 10 levels. At the top level, we have the landing platform, where a lot of their allies and the cargo currently are at. Also, original SP Vons, who has been taking pot shots. You chug down a few levels, we slide past some NPCs, get down to level 7. That's where that first switch was thrown. Cool Vons is currently up there, having just chopped the tail off a water elemental and watched it turn to goop. Chug down a few more to level 5. Right-hand side of level 5, because the water's at an angle, a slant. Slant, as previously mentioned. So the water on the right-hand side goes all the way up just to the bottom of level 5, which currently has Steamboat Willie and the second switch that he was perched upon while throwing spears, waiting for the panel to be fixed. And that was fixed, and it drained. On the left is Baldroa, who was trying to fix the panel and didn't succeed until called her manager. Not actually her manager. Called her Tier 2 technician. Grix, meanwhile, after fixing the panel, has scooted on down a level to level 4, and is also above the water. And then at level 2 is Jesse, who's underwater, fighting a big giant elemental thing. Also, you all know that the switch you need to hit, the final third switch, is on the side of level 3 that is out of the water because of the angle. And the panel is probably on the other side of level 3 and still underwater, fairly close to where Jesse is and the giant water elemental thing. Now, when previously we left our heroes, there was a bit of an issue, which was that the giant water elemental had tried to hit Jesse and failed. Jesse dodged out of the way, but this large water elemental believes in good follow through, and so it hit the magic core really hard.
Oh, I forgot that, and I didn't take it as a note.
You may have been too alarmed to take it as a note. You're pretty freaked.
I may have misunderstood the severity of it and thought it just like, oh yeah, he kicked the engine.
We didn't go into the severity very much.
Yeah.
That said, as its tendril of water pulls away, you see cracks in the core. It hasn't exploded yet, but there's probably not a lot of time between now and then.
Oh.
We want more water? We maybe want the water back.
No.
Make an intelligence check.
I make an intelligence?
Yeah. You would know the answer to this.
Would I? 14, Prime?
If you can keep it from cracking much further, it can probably be repaired and stay stable. That's a pretty big if, because at this point it may start damaging itself unless, like, an external patch is applied or something else otherwise stabilizes it.
All right, well, I got 2 mending spells, so we're fine.
It is too large an area. Although that wouldn't hurt anything.
I mean, I've got glue.
We're nailing this.
Yeah. Nails! Nails into the crystal. That'll cause it to stop cracking.
Nails are a great way to put crystals together. Yeah,
a couple 2x4s across the crystal. It'll be fine.
That's how I fix all my broken plates.
With nails!
Yep. Nail into a piece of wood.
Where are we going to get that much wood on the arcs?
There's a whole forest up on the mountain.
Yeah, they don't like you to cut that.
No, they don't, but...
It's better than a crystal exploding.
Yeah.
What's the turnaround time on a wood requisition for? We need wood down in a scary, difficult to get to part of the arcs in like 5 minutes. Can you guys do that?
Gonna have to get a new crystal.
Just send Squirrello out for some wood.
That could work.
I get to roll to see if he remembers to come back. It'll be great. But all right. Speaking of Squirrello and every other NPC, I forgot to have them go at the end of the last session.
Oh, incredible. I thought we had missed something.
It was a good point to wrap. That's my excuse, and definitely not. I was just assuming I'd remember them at the bottom of the order.
Oh, no. It was, as I recall, quite a long episode.
Yeah. But all right. That's right, S.H.I.E.L.D. is currently up hanging out with Baldroa, and will stay there continuing to be a target for the water elemental that's in that space and being annoying by virtue of existing and enacting violence.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a new initiative? Do we have a current initiative?
Not yet, because I'm wrapping up the old one.
Okay.
I wish these two characters would roll better. That would be great. But if I can read my handwriting, and I'm not saying I can, Harper and FM, with their powers combined, finish beating the water elemental that was beating up Harper, and it dissipates into, you know, water, but of a non-magical variety. It's no longer an element? I don't know. Anyway, Aramith and Cog and Man, all those people are heading down to try to help people out. Cool Vons, you have an Aramith next to you, as well as a green. May kind of clunks down off the level she's on to the level below, so now she's just above, on the one just above Shield and Eldra. So you have backup, just in time.
Hi, May!
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you know, we're being attacked by all water elementals, but Shield's protecting me, so that's good.
She gives you a thumbs up.
Yay!
And last but not least, we have Scorella.
Oh, God.
Bond?
Yeah?
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh.
Looks like I nat 20'd that.
You can choose to not let Scorella drag you off the edge of the platform, if you so prefer.
Rather, how about I recognize he's trying to drag me off the platform and ask why?
Your glue is desperately needed.
people are always after me glue. Okay, where? You want some? I got like a ton of this stuff. This would be a good time for him to like open his bag and offer.
Scorella is currently running towards the edge of the platform and tried to drag you with him. You can choose to go or not, but there's not much time for discussion because he's in a hurry. He's going to go whether you come or not.
Oh, okay. Just grabs a handful of glue vials.
And do you go with him?
Yeah, just tries to hold his bag closed and he's fumbling with his gat. I guess. I don't know. What do you call that? Oh, a little crossbow?
You start plunging a mere 70 feet to the water below.
Oh.
What? Oh, no!
Squirrelo casts Featherfall.
That was a good idea. So this went down there.
It acts like concrete. Yeah, that 70 high feet up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's getting to the point where you need to have skill, and there's not a lot of pro divers on the arcs.
Yeah. At the feet least. First. Feet first. If you're not trained, yeah. Feet first.
Kind of wishing we would fall more slowly. It'd be a good opportunity to throw some of this glue at the crystal on the way down. Should probably be doing this from
might be able to catch you.
I mean, it's not your actual turn at the moment.
No, it's not.
So you're dropping Scorello.
I don't imagine one can have initiative in free fall.
Not particularly. So you're dropping pretty far. Scorello, did lead ahead of you. You're kind of trailing at the very end of their Featherfall bubble. So they plunge into the water. You're about 10 feet above it by that point. Actually, no, wait. For them to do what I wanted them to do, they can just activate Featherfall partway down, which would make sense. Thank you for joining me on Thinking Out Loud. You both plunge into the water below, but at a safe speed. Jesse.
Uh-huh.
A Scorello has swum. Engaged in swimming in the past tense. Up to you. And casts a spell on your weapon.
Okay.
It's neat.
Does that make the weapon magical for a period?
My weapon is already magical.
Oh, extra double magical.
Your weapon becomes more magical.
Is it?
As it turns into kind of a watery transparency, but still very defined and cool. Because Squirrel has cast Create Water Weapon. So, congratulations.
Got your dad wet.
It's +3 to hit and damage. As opposed to the usual, +2.
Okay.
And also, every time it successfully strikes, it inflicts maximum damage for its weapon type.
Wow! So it always hits? So if I do hit, it always does 15 damage?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah! Wow! Squirrelo's useful sometimes.
Scorella, although not to the same degree as Gex, can possibly hear the audience and was offended.
Maybe he should do things that are useful more. I don't know.
He was planning on being useful. And then Vons didn't have an idea, so he got an exploding bolt instead.
The fucking lightning bolt in this space. Come on.
Oh, that would be a fun portmanteau, actually. Uh-huh. Just bolts.
A bolt of lightning.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bolts enchanted with lightning.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
But all right. So that's the NPCs. And we roll a new initiative.
Yay!
But of course, Vons isn't clever enough to think of that. He'd call them zappy bolts.
Yeah. I got a 7.
I got a 3.
I found the button.
Me too.
And I'm proud of you both.
Grix, a 7. Steamboat, a 2.
Oh, yeah. OG got a 3, and New Vons got a 2.
Every time you say New Vons, I think of New Coke.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the swoosh and everything. Yeah. Because tail. That would totally be his brand.
Maybe in a Green Day universe, they kept New Coke.
I like to think that in the Green Day universe, for some reason, the Pepsi challenge never happened.
Oh.
Coke and Pepsi never found a big rivalry, and Pepsi was just like, you know what? Never mind. You can have it.
So RC Cola is the big actual rival. Well,
and like Shasta and store brands.
Mm.
And like Pepsi was just like, you know, yeah, we're just going to own a bunch of restaurants.
You know, in retirement.
Just talking to one of my coworkers today about how Pepsi owns Pizza Hut.
And Taco Bell and A&W Root Beer and
KFC, one would assume.
KFC.
Huh.
Yeah.
What a weird... So I don't know how that exactly...
We're getting very close to Demolition Man future.
You know, we really need to actually play the game. I'm so sorry.
Why don't you do that? It's only 7:45.
What? I was going to say, you guys did buy me some time to get to the right enemy description, but yes.
Or hear me out. We start a second podcast that just discusses pop culture situations and somehow turns it into role-playing games.
At least we'd be getting one step further than a lot of podcasts. All right. Steamboat, an elemental looms over you and then remembers that you are a kobold.
Yeah.
Have lowest priority combat target. And so it swims across and it goes and it tries to punch Primeath in the face. Because everyone needs a hobby.
I feel like that ability of kobolds is like a zone of, ooh, squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think that's because Ian keeps forgetting.
Maybe. You can't prove anything.
Yeah, kobolds are the anti-squirrel. I mean, even if you get there.
They're the thing that makes other characters, when they're about to attack one of them, go, oh no, there's a squirrel over there, instead of attacking. You know, it's fine. Please just continue. I wish that I hadn't said that, because it didn't make any sense ultimately.
Jesse, your AC is...
20.
20, yep. Well, the small size one tries to go after you and doesn't hit you because you have 20 fucking AC.
Yes. Somehow I'm swimming in iron armor.
One of them tries to punch shield and rolls a 4. So, it doesn't even connect with the, you know... barn-sized creature it is trying to hit. And last but not least, we have our large friend, who still hits Jesse. It's hit die or fun. All right, so Jesse, this thing recovers from taking a big swing at you and hitting the core. And as its, you know, watery tendril comes away from the cracking core, you see a little trail of rainbow light. And then it hits you for 18 damage.
Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Jesse, you're up.
I'm just gonna hit it right back.
A twist.
So my weapon is now as if it's a +3 magic weapon instead of a +2 magic weapon?
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't, adding more. So I rolled a 16 +13 is 29. Does that hit?
That does hit, in fact.
Great. That's 15 damage.
Sick.
Wait, is it also +2 to damage? Is it also +3 to damage?
Yes.
Oh, then it's 16. Because it's the max damage is a D12 plus 3, but now it's plus 1, so it's D12 plus 4, so it's 16.
Sweet. All right, so I need to roll a very large number of dice real quick. It is statistically unlikely that you have killed it, but it's technically possible. You have not, in fact, killed it. All right, so that was Jesse. Grix, you're up.
Yeah. I'm at the third...
One level below you is the third switch.
Okay. Then
you can
get
down there.
Okay, I will make my way down there as fast as koboldly possible.
All right, you make it down to the switch. You give it a yank?
Probably, if I can.
Yeah, you give it a yank. It looks like it is not quite working yet. However, because you are there, you can now make an intelligence check to try to find where you would go to fix it.
Ooh, that's pretty good. 26.
All right. It looks like if you swim on down to the bottom level, next to one of the doors leading out is the panel that you think needs to get messed with to get the switch to do what you want it to do and have enough oomph. You're going to be stealing some power from the doors. It's going to be fun. So that's two levels of swimming down from you, but you know where it is now. It's down on level 1 on the left-hand side.
Level 1? Okay.
Yeah.
That's ways to go.
All right.
I'm also concerned about those cracks. Probably the way I'm thinking is that stabilizing the water first and then working on the cracks would be best. But also, yeah, if that ends up taking too long, I might need to divert. Does that sound like a reasonable...
Yes, and if you drain the water, you'll have access to more of the control stuff that's down at the very bottom at the base of the magic core, which could also be helpful. Got it. Yeah, keeping an eye on how well it's doing is a good call, because you might want to do some emergency stabilization. All right. Well, Droa.
Yeah.
You're up.
I'm already up here?
Well,
I mean, I was...
It is your turn.
It's your turn.
Okay.
You're up next.
I didn't expect me to go that fast. I'm going to look at the panel again. I've been studying it. I'm going to roll for it.
You studied it so hard that Grix fixed it in the middle.
Oh, shit. All right, then.
Because you called him down there and he fixed it.
God damn it.
So.
I'm sorry, I got that. I messed that up. Who has the Sword of the Spear of Champions?
You do, because you took it from Frymead.
Okay, then, what are the odds that S.H.I.E.L.D. would let me? Is S.H.I.E.L.D. still fighting off the elemental?
Fighting off being vaguely annoyed by one of the two, yeah. But S.H.I.E.L.D. is adjacent to you.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is adjacent to me. How close am I to the elemental?
You could stab it with your spear. Okay. I decided to stay all stretchy to be up here and harass the giant dragon for some reason.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and stab it with the Spear of Champions.
All right, roll an attack roll, please.
Spear of Champions. Spear of Heroes. Whatever, I don't care. D8.
Spear of Churros. Spear of Cheerios. A 7 does not hit.
7 plus 2.
You were currently acting as all of your physical scores have a minus 1 modifier instead of their plus 2 because Droa saved you from getting skeleton exploded. Well, Cedroa saved you from getting your skeleton exploded.
That's right. And it's still walking around dazed. All right. Well, I tried.
You did try. I appreciate that you tried.
Yes. All right. Bonds. Bonds, welcome to the water this turn. If you move fast, you can maybe do something before you hit it. You're also going to be going right past where all the cracks are in the core, which are at the surface of the water, which is a neat trick for a tilted surface of water.
Huh. So what if I use spider climb here?
You can kind of push yourself over and get onto the... Yeah, especially if you're fine with hitting the water at all, which would be totally safe. Yeah, you can like swim over and spider climb up onto the core.
Onto the crystal itself?
Yeah.
Which might explode.
Maybe.
Oh, gosh. Oh, there's so much going on right now.
But don't worry if it does
like,
that.
All
no
of
run
the
this
falling
room is truly
and stuff,
safe.
And the water's coming up so fast. But the water is like not flat for some reason. Well, why can't I just freeze in midair? That would be super nice right now. Okay.
So what you doing, Vance?
No, he's panicking. He's going to hit the water. There's no way he's not going to hit the water. He's like...
You hit the water.
I mean,
what are you doing, Vance?
Feather falling.
Well,
yeah, he's fine.
He doesn't know that.
He knows that he's feather falling.
You're very familiar with the sensation of feather falling.
Oh, okay.
Given that you do probably all the time.
Well, then maybe he just like panic throws a couple. Like, he sees the cracks and he panic throws a couple glues.
All right.
At the crystal.
As you're falling, you attempt to huck a glue at a giant crystal. Roll an attack roll, please. Glue. Ranged attack roll.
I don't know what that means. I'll just roll the 20 here. He rolls a 9.
Basically a crossbow without the magic plus one at the end.
Oh, okay. That would mean we're adding the 5 for his attack?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would put it at 14, I guess. Unless there's other stuff that goes into this.
Not particularly, no.
Yeah, we're not getting a... But this is a throw. So would that be dex bonus? Well,
it would be your dex bonus, yes. That wasn't already added.
It wasn't already. So that would put it at 15.
All right. 15 makes up for the fact that you are still falling. You managed to make a very nice throw right before you hit the water and smash some glue all over this, giant cracking crystal. And much like super gluing the screen of a phone together, you don't know if it's a perfect fix or if it'll last forever. But... it does stop parts from moving away from each other quite so quickly, and that's good.
Sure makes it look stupid.
Yeah, everyone's going to make fun of you for your emergency repair stylings. We demand artistry on this city. All right.
Oh, he's used to that.
Steamboat.
Yep.
You are perched on top of a Switch console. The water has left you. The elemental attacking you has left you.
Great. Living the dream.
Yeah.
I don't know what I need to do next. Where is the closest elemental to me? Is there another one it is facing?
If you dive down from where you are pretty much directly, you can get to the small one that's been trying to beat up Jesse and admittedly not doing a great job because Jesse is made of armor and tank.
Sure.
But
I'll help with that.
All right.
And it'll also position me closer to the other levers and dials and gizmos and stuff.
Get you down from bottom level 5 to level 3.
Yeah.
And how are you attacking this?
With my slick spear, probably just stabbing it, because I probably had to run down the ladders and whatever, and so I'll just be right there.
I say, you can just dive off the side, but yeah, either way. All right, roll your attack roll, please, as you...
Bad.
Attempt to stab.
Bad. 10. 10.
Fighting underwater is hard, especially when one is in a squirrel suit.
Yeah.
So, water tugs you just the wrong way. Your thrust doesn't quite make it where you want it to go. All right. Cool, Vons. You're currently hanging out on level 7.
Mm-hmm.
You have some friends here. A good 50 feet or so below you, if I can count, and who says I can, is the water. It's great.
Where's the next switch?
Down and across from you, so you're up on level 7 on the right. It's down on level 1 on the left.
Uh-huh. And we still don't know if flipping these switches is a good thing, but Cool Vaughn thinks he has a mission now.
I mean, it also... Water keeps draining when you do it, so...
He's also been told that those are goals by Rex.
Sure, yeah.
No one has contradicted the idea that the ears are good.
He's gonna acknowledge his friends with a cool thumbs up. Very.
You're so cool. Actually, you know what? Make a fucking charisma check.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's not bad. 18 on the die. So -1 for charisma. 17. I know. He's cool in name only.
And then naturally.
But at his level, that puts it up to 26.
Yep. And then on my secret GM roll, I rolled for one of the characters. You get an additional 6. So that's fun. Aramie thinks you're cool. Green thinks you're really cool.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The two that he has already had chemistry with.
Oh, I'm sure he had bonuses in those rolls. Just not that one. Ian would tell us.
We just need to get Cool Vaughn's copy of the ethical slot.
Yeah.
Was that printed yet?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was from the 90s.
So Cool Vaughn's, after your cool thumbs up, where are you headed? Trying to get to the next switch?
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to rappel so hard off of that railing. He's actually going to get more downward momentum.
You could try to do a fun thing where you jump off the railing with the rope trailing behind you and try to jump across the room so you can get further down while using the rope to, make it so you don't crater.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that he can, yeah.
Somewhat control the set.
Yeah, so that he can break.
Yeah. All right. Cool, Vons. Make a dexterity check.
Dex check. Well, I just nat 20'd again. This program's finally paying off. Does it, like, reward me for rolling a certain number of times? Because it's been crap so far.
Like all random number generators, sure, why not? That's definitely how it works. Statistics owes you. Okay.
It's a regression to the mean.
This dovetails nicely with what I was imagining happening, which is, remember the opening of GoldenEye? I think it's GoldenEye. Jump off the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's GoldenEye.
No, but go on.
Basically, you pull the neat trick of managing to jump outwards and down while trailing a rope and not getting yourself horribly killed.
Neat!
So you wait until the very last second. You put a little drag on the rope to slow your descent just enough, then let go and dive into the water. And you are now down on level 2. You dove past basically where Grix is. And next round, you'll be able to easily swim to that. Oh, wait, you want to go to the switch. Never mind. You go, yeah. You dive, you resurface, you're at the switch.
Neat!
Because, yes, you probably should not swim toward the engineering panel of the world, the technology of which you do not understand.
Everything works as intended.
Right.
As far as I know.
This honestly makes slightly more sense anyway, but... But, yeah, you do it. How do you look cool coming out of the water? You just, like, skim across the top.
He's a fox. He doesn't look cool coming out. He looks sad coming out of the water. He looks, like, way too skinny and...
Grix, this guy looks so cool, and now he looks soaking and sad.
wet fox. Yeah.
Wet fox.
The bad sequel to Star Fox.
It was the underwater sequel to Star Fox, where it's all submarines now.
Released only for the N64 disk drive. That's why no one's heard of it. This has been jokes for only Adam, apparently. All right.
I was pretty sure Sega was the only one who came out with the disk drive.
Nintendo made interesting choices at various points in its company's long and storied history.
Oh, so Nintendo at some point was like, oh, Sega's doing it. CDs have lasers. Let's do that.
And released it only in Japan and was like, you know what? Never mind. Then they made the GameCube.
Oh, yeah. Nintendo always had that advantage. They had, like, the Japanese market is almost like a testing ground.
Yeah. But okay. So, now all the NPCs go. The platform next to the Switch gets crowded as a Frymeath half escorts, half drags Harper up onto the walkway and then drags himself up. They both look, at the very least, moderately beat up. Let's see.
Oh no, I just realized I have a new ship.
The Lollipop?
No.
The Enterprise? Whatever the one in Black Voyager. Sails is called?
No, because they're both real old. Sorry.
No, it's all good. I actually actively considered that. I think last session, I was like, hey, wait a second.
Oh, good. It's not just me.
No. I could see it.
That's how I started shipping Obi-Wan / Asajj Ventress, is because they had really complementary skills in LEGO Star Wars. And so I started shipping them because I would always send them out on freeform missions together. Battle couple.
I love that, honestly. Like, that's great. I really like that that's where it came from. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know how I rolled 2d8 and got a 4. Well, I know how it happened. I'm just disappointed.
I mean, there's two ways that could happen.
True. So May heads on down and joins the party of swiping at a water elemental and not doing too great. I don't remember exactly how much damage shield does. I should look that up before I just roll random dice. The second attack was a natural one, though, so that'll be fun.
Yikes.
No.
Only the largest creatures are all natural ones this game.
It's fine. Not likely to damage the crystal any further.
No, gosh, no.
One claw strike hits the elemental and actually does damage. The other one misses and just tears the railing off. Wealthy, you have a new... Or at least bends it. Wealthy, you have a new safety ticket to file.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure you're extremely disappointed in shield.
Also, they looked so stupid doing it. Just, like, yeah, real derpy.
It's like when you watch an animal just catch, like, one paw on something and they just kind of tumble weird while looking deeply confused. All right. And through the power of just absolute ass rolls. Shield, a dragon takes 3 attacks to do fucking like 13 damage and take this stupid thing down. Like even less damage than that, but it dies, so that's nice. You're no longer being threatened, and all you have to deal with is an embarrassed dragon who sadly does not use their bite attack to just randomly attack an ally for no reason. Because there's absolutely no good reason for that to happen. I just like how much damage it does. All right, and then, last but not least, I think, Squirrelo needs to try to be useful. A tough call for a Squirrelo. Wit?
Yeah.
Roll a d20. Just tell me what you get. You're making an intelligence check for Squirrelo.
Natural 20.
Well, all right then.
That'll be more one roll, and it won't even be for me.
I made you spend it. I tricked you.
I feel like it's just as good for Squirrelo to get a nat 20 on intelligence as it would be for any of us to get a nat 20 on anything else. Because Squirrelo can really fuck us over if he is not doing things usefully.
This is extremely true. God, that's high level. Okay. Oh, he does have to hit the creature.
Have to?
Yep, because it involves a touch attack. Ooh, ah. All right, Squirrelo takes advantage of the fact that this thing is focusing on you and goes up and just kind of sticks a paw on it or vaguely in it, much like punching into a wall of jello, and casts Diminishing Touch. This thing makes a save. This thing gets a natural 1, so it definitely fails. The dice are being very interesting tonight. Okay. Curse me, Squirrelo does not have water breathing cast on him, so he uses his one breath to say words. And, Jesse, the giant water elemental shrinks to half its normal size.
Okay.
It looks extremely weakened. Like it might say, do reduce damage and have lower strength.
Okay. Well, cool.
Make a wisdom check to identify the spell components that are drifting out of Squirrelo's hands at this point.
An intelligence check?
Wisdom.
Wisdom check. That's a dirty 20 on a prime.
It looks like an ancient fistful of cockroach nachos. Drifting into the water.
I don't understand why I've noticed this.
Because I wanted to include it because it let me work the spell components in a way I thought was funny.
Okay, that's fair.
You're at the mercy of cinematography for that one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was like, is this important for some reason?
Nope.
Okay, great. It's the flavor text at the bottom of the magic card.
That's right. Okay. So, new initiative round. Hooray, woo.
Sometimes the flavor text is the best part of the magic card.
Sometimes the flavor text is the friends we made along the way.
Yeah, sometimes. I got a 7.
All right. Vonzai, what did you get?
Hold on, I only just found the d10. 8 for original and 9 for new recipe.
Okay. Well, Droa.
I got a 5.
All right. And last but not least.
9 for Grix, 3 for Steamboat. Or was it a 4? I can't remember. That was the first one I rolled, and now I can't remember.
Because of the grouping, you are safe. It wouldn't probably actually matter. All right. Just to add insult to injury. Actually, cool Vons.
But
what's your god fucking... All right. Water Elemental, looking to make a name for itself, comes up to try to attack cool Vons.
Oh no.
It rolls a natural 1.
Oh no.
I don't know what this means at this point.
I couldn't tell you.
It misses, and it looks really embarrassed. It just looks so ashamed. It splashes really hard into the wall behind you all as it tries to get one of the people in your group. And it looks like it needs to think about its life and or spend some time reforming itself because it just hit so hard.
Like a water balloon went off near me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Meh.
The other one attacks Jesse, but does not roll high enough. And then the big one attacks. The big one also misses, because I rolled terribly.
Woo!
I also accidentally had to go early, but it doesn't matter. Cool Vons, you're up.
Yay!
There's been an embarrassing display next to you.
I mean, not that, you know, that was distracting, I guess. I saw wet and stuff. Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna, I'm trying to flip a switch, right?
Yep, you go, you grab the switch,
yeah.
You flip it, you encounter the same thing Steamboat did, which is that it is not yet ready for action. Sorry, the same thing that Grix did, where...
I guess I try to switch again. Repaired. Maybe I hit it a little bit? Poke it?
Grix, do you explain to the nice young fox folk next to you that you need to go fix the thing down below? Or do you just let him go for it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, who knows? It could work. You know, sometimes it works.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know, he's like that guy who arrives at the crosswalk after you do, who, like, also hits the button.
And does it, like, 6 times.
Yeah. As if you didn't hit the button hard enough.
Adam, roll a D100 for me.
Oh, a D100. Ooh. I've got one of those. And 60. It's a little above average.
You know, you had a 1-in-100 chance of cranking this thing to try to get it to just go on its own by, you know, knocking some corroded connection back together, but nope. Looks like it needs some adjustment down below.
But he didn't break it.
No.
Oh, that's good.
But you're there. You're on the switch. You got it planted. So it'll be ready to go as soon as someone fixes the panel down below.
I'm on it. On it, boss.
All right. I'll just keep pulling on this from time to time, I guess.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Kind of looks around. Yeah. Anything else going on?
You know, Jessie's fighting for her life against a giant elemental. There's a squirrel. You know, some stuff. There's a dragon.
Does Cool Vaughn see Squirrello as a squirrel?
I think we had everyone roll and you guys did make your end checks.
I think at some point we talked about it enough that...
Yeah, because I remember we determined that canonically, like, out of the player characters, it was literally only Aracene who didn't make the check. Because luck is fun like that. Grix, you're up.
Yeah, I'll go down and finish going down and fixing the...
Okay, make a dexterity check to swim quickly enough to get there.
Okay. Natural 1.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, Grix, you get there, but you're having trouble, like, keeping yourself down under the water. And, you know, you're trying to be less buoyant, and it's hard.
Okay.
So basically what this means is you're going to end up, you kind of get your claws hooked on a bit of equipment that's above the console, and you can sort of push yourself down. But sure. when you do the repair attempt, it's going to be at a penalty because you're working upside down. But you are there.
Is that because I'm the lowest priority combat target for drowning, too? So it's like...
You know, maybe. Just drown everyone in initiative order. All right. Original recipe, Vons.
Uh-huh.
You're in the water. You're treading water. You threw some glue. Beneath you is a giant water elemental and a smaller one fighting Jesse.
Well, that's not good. Steamboat, we don't want to be in the water now. So how do I get out of the water? Don't really like water that much.
You can paddle on up to...
Let's do that.
All right. Make a strength check because you're... Actually, no. Yeah, you should be good. Never mind. You were close enough. You go and you paddle upwards and drag yourself out where that second switch is on level 5 and at the very top of this water slope. And you're dry. Well, you're soaking wet, but you're no longer in the water.
That's good, because I pulled out the die anyway, because you said strength check, and I clicked it, and it rolled a 1. So, yeah, we spended that one well. Way to go. Yes.
You look extremely pathetic. Would you like to do anything else?
Well, I guess the goal is repairing cracks at this point, right? So let's pull out the sandwich shooter and see what we can do.
All right. Fire off a glue. Roll an attack roll.
Whee! Well, that's a 12 on the die.
All right.
I don't remember the sandwich shooter's numbers, but I guess we add a 5 at least to that.
That's enough. You apply even more glue to the section of the core I have labeled Ah Beans on my diagram. It's making layers. Those experienced in this stuff don't know how long it would hold, but it's way better than nothing, especially until someone can actually, like, reach it or adjust any sort of power stuff. Well, Dro, you're up.
Did we establish whether or not I can breathe underwater?
You don't breathe, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. That's what I thought we had come up with. Anyway, I am going to take a header off of the railing and go down and help Jesse.
Roll a dexterity check.
Oh, fuck me running. 8 plus 7 is 15. Minus 1 is 14.
Well, it wasn't a natural 1, and you aren't falling more than 50 feet, so it's a real inelegant belly flop. But you do make it, and you plunge into the water in a flurry of bubbles right next to the elemental and Jesse.
Okay.
So you're there.
So I'm there. I probably don't have time to take the spear of champions and stab the elemental.
This is, in fact, correct. Steamboat, you're up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to keep going at this elemental in front of me and poke him.
Okay. Roll an attack roll, please.
That's a pretty good poke. 16.
Unfortunately, because you are underwater, that does not hit.
Oh. Yeah,
that's very, very close. But all right, you try to give another shank, does not succeed. Various allies do ally things. Grix.
Yeah.
Harper and FM come to your aid and use their powers of swimming combined to get you both reoriented and to help hold you in place for doing your work so you don't have to worry about trying to stabilize yourself in water while also fixing delicate equipment. Basically, they use their action to remove that penalty for you.
Cool.
Shield is going to do a fun dive.
Did Jesse get their turn? Or was I...
It is possible I missed you. For that, I apologize. Yeah, I don't think you got to swing this round. So yeah, Jesse, you are up.
I just want to attack the slightly the diminished thing.
That is extremely reasonable. Please roll your attack roll.
That is another 16 plus 14 is 30.
That hits.
And that is 16 more damage.
This thing looks like it is on its last legs.
I bet it if it had legs.
That is the rub. All right. A full-size dragon plunges into the water and attempts to chomp in half the water elemental that Steamboat Willie has been fighting, that has been harassing Jesse. And gets very, very close to doing so, but no cigar. All right. No shield. FM. Let's see. Skrulla should do something.
I mean, don't sound too excited about that.
Skrulla paddles up to the core, pulls out what for all the world seems to be some sort of like paint marker, and starts meticulously writing something next to all the cracks.
Okay.
May has joined the very crowded pile of people down next to the switch, just ready to do something, if such a thing is needed. And Green and Aramith are pretty much hustling on down towards the rest of you guys. New initiative order.
Woo.
4 for Grix, 5 for Steamboat.
4 for original recipe, and 7 for new.
Jesse has a 5.
Goldroa has a 6.
The one elemental recollects itself and swims away in shame from the switch group. The other one tries to harass Jesse and continues to fail. And the big one tries to harass Jesse and succeeds, but deals not nearly so much damage as before. Jesse, you take 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And cool Vaughn, you're up.
Well, you have a switch. I guess there's that switch. It's still not working, is it?
It is not. But it's good that someone is here, because it does need to be toggled. That said, you also have a bunch of NPCs. If you want to go do something else, you can tell them. Just keep, you know, switching this until it works.
Yeah, he's going to stay there with his hand on the switch, and he's just going to keep an eye on things, I guess, and hold his action until he's got some kind of clue that the switch is working.
Okay. Well, Droa.
Okay, so I'm down there. I'm gonna stab it. I'm going to stab the big one.
All right. Roll an attack roll, please.
8 plus 7 is 15, minus 1 is 14. I flail around.
You flail around. This is a very heroic, says the spear, unconvincingly. Steamboat.
Yeah.
You're up.
That one's still good. I'll spear it again.
All right.
Failure, 12.
There's just a whole bunch of folks down here shoving spears.
Water.
It's not going anyone's way. Which is mostly wild in comparison to all the people that are using weapons that are much worse suited for water and somehow having better luck. Jesse.
Jesse attacks again.
All right.
Oh, that one's not quite as nice. That one's only 27.
That does still hit.
That does another 16 damage.
What does it look like when you kill the giant massive water elemental?
Woo!
It's already in the water, so it doesn't pop like a balloon. It just kind of, I slice through it, and in slicing through it, it just stops being not a part of the rest of the water. It looks a little anticlimactic, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Everyone's holding their breath, waiting.
And then it just sort of isn't there anymore. Like, it loses all cohesion and is just water.
Quiet, awkward applause comes from the peanut gallery. All right. Grix.
Yeah.
You are in front of a panel that you can repair.
I get to work on it.
All right. Roll an intelligence check.
24.
Grix, you go. You wire some things. You figure out where power can go, where you need to keep it. Just how to jigger this whole setup just right, so it will work. You do that. You make the final connection. Cool Vons.
What?
You feel the switch making a solid chunk underneath you, and you know that now you can yank that thing down. It'll do something as stuff engages.
And he does so with all his weight.
Yeah.
Cartoonishly lifts him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Looney Tunes style.
Yeah. And you go and you slam it down, and the water finishes draining. As it starts to get out, Grix, you close the doors.
Uh-huh.
The remaining two water elementals are removed from the space. And then, Grix, you know that you need to keep the doors closed for now.
Uh-huh.
But we should resolve the thing with the core first.
Oh, are we not, like, actually, there's no more enemies.
Correct. You're now out of combat time. So there are no more enemies.
Yay! Oh, okay, great. Now we just have to figure out what's going on with the the core.
Squirrelly has something about it. Engineers, get up here.
Yeah, I will immediately go to the worst looking spots and do two mendings.
All right. The group has enough rope, and we all hate rope math here, that you guys get some ropes going so you guys can get to the broken part, which is now, you know, like 40 feet off the floor because the water went away. But you go and you get there, you cast the mendings. That heals some of the cracks. There's glue. Skrello finishes the seemingly rune thing they were writing. Meldrora, are you joining the engineering party?
Yes, I am.
Roll an intelligence check, because you might recognize this.
Come on. God bless America. 9 plus 7 minus 1 is 15.
All right. You think this might be runic magic, which is something obscure enough. It's not usually taught at the university. But as far as to what it is, you know, what exact thing it is, you're not sure. What you do know is that normally the world does not become, or portions of the world do not start looking like they are made out of watercolors and kind of blurring together. And Skrullo gestures the engineers over and goes, move it around, put it back where it should be. And if you put your hand in there, you can kind of drag it through and smear the core, which I'm sure is super safe. And won't give you cancer.
That's not good at all.
Just this one section of the core. It's not all of it.
Yeah, that's no good.
You can make intelligence checks to try to take advantage of this.
Okay. Is there a way to, like, reduce power to it or something, maybe? Or
roll the intelligence check first.
25.
12.
12? Okay. Natural 1?
Yeah? No, that's a 6. I'm only level 7.
You have plus 10. You have plus your level.
Yep.
Which is 7.
Nope, it's 10 because you're doing wizard brain stuff. So.
Oh, okay. Well, okay then. Thank you. That's 16 minus 1 is 15.
All right. Grix.
Yeah.
You know that cores that just have broken surfaces on the interior and not the exterior can be handled. You'd need to reduce power. You'd still need to work some specialized magic and do some other stuff. But you might be able to repair it. What you can do is you can take advantage of Skrulla making the world a little bit less real to basically smooth over the exterior cracks enough that you have a solid couple of inches on the exterior of the core. You'll still have to fix the flaws on the inside, but you'll buy yourself a lot of time.
Sure.
All right. You reach your hand in. You smear it around, very professional. You take it out, and Skrulla dismisses the spell. That part of the world goes back into sharpness. And you have a core with a major fracture flaw in the middle, but you're pretty sure it won't explode any second now. That intelligence check also lets you know you should probably go reduce the power. And you know how to do so now that you have access to everything. So you have this under control. The only problem is that this is a pretty major junction. The city is relying on a lot of this power anyway. So you probably can't just leave it this way. But you could potentially route some of the power through. Well, actually, make another intelligence check. Both Wealthy and Grix.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's better. 16 plus 10 minus 1 is 25.
And then Grix, what did you get?
17.
Okay. Both of you, through the power of signage, find some, basically, facility maps on the wall. And from your many, many travels through many dusty tomes of engineering logs to try to solve mysteries earlier in this campaign, you remember that one of the facility names was essentially like a secondary junction core that got decommissioned, but is still connected to most of the grid. So what you could do is if someone goes and turns that on, you can route some of the power from here to there. It will all still get up to the city, and they will be golden, and you won't have to worry about trying to fix a giant magic crystal with hope and dreams and glue.
Is there any danger to it once it's after that? Like,
it would be good to fix it at some point by reducing the... And you can even start doing that by doing fancy things with the power itself. But even once repaired, you usually want to put like a collar or something on it just to make it extra stable. But this would like... Basically, if you spend some time here, you can work on fixing this up and also keeping things balanced and kind of ramping up and down, you know, where things are going until someone could get that secondary facility back online and then use that to balance it out until they can either A, you guys have time to kind of work the specialized magic, because between the people here, you might actually be able to get that figured out without needing to send back for help, or, you know, leave it stable enough so that a crew could be sent down later with the specialized equipment.
Okay.
But either way, it would probably be best if someone babysat this thing for a while while other people went and took care of that that other facility.
Okay.
Oh, there's also one other thing that I should have mentioned because I'm very smart and good at things. The secondary facility also has a nice extra use. It has extra pumping stations attached to it.
Okay.
This is good because when you were pumping water out, you had to keep the doors closed on this bottom level.
Oh, and to go down lower, yeah.
Basically, you couldn't get... With the pumps you had available, you couldn't get the water below kind of the level that you're at, which is unfortunate because that means all of the tunnels towards your eventual destination are probably flooded.
Got it.
Oh, no.
And so if you go to the secondary facility, you can also hopefully drain those so you guys can keep on heading down towards the core without getting to figure out, well, we could try digging straight down and then just making a new well.
Sure.
Or spring.
Well, this sounds like a great spot for some kobold ingenuity, so I'm happy to stay here and babysit this thing for a bit.
Oh, okay. You're gonna be okay? You need
all by yourself?
Yeah, maybe like if, you know, this is a great chance for Steamboat and I to, like, bond.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, you guys have been awkwardly distant this whole time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like you, like, never talk to each other.
Like, twice, it was awful.
Like, yeah, and, like, there was, like, a real weird, like, antagonistic vibe or something. Not even that, but just, really? Like, but just, like, you didn't even need to, like, you didn't have anything to say to each other, almost.
Yeah.
Maybe you bros need to go, like, camping or something for a while.
Well, it's a good chance to bond. Yeah.
But, all right. As far as other folks, I, the Great Scorello, volunteer to stay if you need assistance with magic.
Oh.
Don't everyone say yes at once.
Sure, or you could be more helpful with them, maybe. I don't know.
Nah, we'll take you. Because, like, what if the other one needs, like, a jump start? You're real magical.
True, I am amazing at starting things.
You seem like you're really good at starting things, and then you maybe forget about them.
How dare you? Also, yes, it is essentially accurate in many points in my life. Only after I buy everything for the hobby, too.
Yeah, of course. No, I mean, like, I get it. I'm married to two people, so... You can imagine how much stuff there is from hobbies.
God, yeah. And with two kids on top of that, it's gonna be... The nice thing is, past a certain point, when one of them wants to do a craft, you'll have all the equipment from 15 years ago when someone else thought
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. It'll be exactly like the house that I grew up in, except my parents. I only have two of them.
Would the Grixen like anyone to stay as defense, or do they feel pretty secure with just the pair?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a dangerous place with water elementals, so, like, you know, things will naturally know to stay away. At least, you know, I mean, in the short term, like, eventually the, you know, ecology will regrow, but, you know, you generally don't wander into a predator's lair.
Somewhere far off, the ten of cats are just like, but people do.
You'd be amazed.
I'm looking at who is there.
Sure, if you all want to, like, lighten the group to, like, travel a little faster, that could work too. I'll leave the cart and...
I feel like that's for the best. I think we should leave Juve.
Sure.
Yeah, you seem to have connected with Juve.
You remember Juve.
Yeah, hey Juve.
Hey Juve.
Why does everyone keep doing that?
We should leave Zykra and May, and I have another new ship now.
Oh god.
Also Enya.
No wonder there's so much water down here. Gotta float all these ships.
Yeah.
All right.
I love how, like, all I need to do is say two names next to each other, and I'm like, ooh.
You have a certain set of skills.
I have a certain set of skills.
Okay. So you got your little backup squad who's going to hang out with the Steamboat Willie and Grix Prime, and they're going to try to get this thing back up and running, or at least stabilized, while the rest of you head on to that other facility. And that is where we will pick up next time.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you just heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Oh my god. Sorry, I just noticed Whit's subtitle. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Please go on.
Actual recording is higher quality?
Oh, wait. Yep.
You might enjoy Bagpuss.
You might also enjoy Bagpuss. Mm-hmm. You know what? We'll explain it after.
Okay. You'll tell me when I'm older?
I was going to ask.
Like 10 minutes older.
All right.
Don't stop recording.
Okay.
So you might also enjoy Bagpuss is this thing that I saw when I was on the IMDb at one point, like maybe a month and a half ago.
It's the you might also enjoy, and then
it's the might
suggestions.
You might also enjoy
feature,
and it said you might also enjoy Bagpuss, and we were like, what the fuck is Bagpuss?
it's a British puppet.
It's a British children's show
from the 70s.
Did you enjoy it?
We haven't watched it yet.
It's on YouTube though.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. We found out about it that it was on YouTube, but the whole thing is. We were like, oh, well, new echolalia dropped. I'm gonna remember that phrase for the entire rest of my life, all the time. So yeah, you might also enjoy Bagpuss.
God, what a name for a show.
I know.
What a choice someone made.
The fucking screenshot of it is also, like, absolutely insane. Like the... Let me find it.
The stuff they used to show children is just yeah.
I do feel like British TV is occasionally just extra.
I mean, look at the Teletubbies.
Completely off the wall.
Look at Teletubbies.
But if you look directly at them, they curse you.
Is Teletubbies really any worse than Puffin Stuff? Or
at least Puffin Stuff had, you know, a plot. And I loved my HR Puffin Stuff.
Couldn't stand
HR
it.
HR Puffin Stuff. Show.